All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 11th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. So rise, please. All right, we'll begin a little bit out of order today and begin under Commissioners Court. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Global Youth Service Days, and item D is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Crime Victims Rights Week. We have a motion on those two items. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I understand that there's a representative, Ms. Lee, of IEA, the Global Youth Services Day. Is she present? Oh, there you are. Come on up to the podium, please, and I'll read this. Yes, ma'am, sir. All right, and the proclamation reads, whereas Global Youth Service Day is an annual campaign that celebrates and mobilizes millions of children and youth in the interest of improving their communities each day of the year through service and service learning while increasing civic engagement, academic motivation and achievement, and workforce readiness. Whereas Global Youth Services Day, the largest service event in the world, is one of the largest events globally and the only day of service dedicated solely to engaging young youth ages 5 through 25. And whereas high-quality service programs like IEA inspire, encourage, achieve, and the community partners they engage provide opportunities for youth to be active citizens and community leaders, and for schools, community organizations, government agencies, businesses, and families to engage youth as problem solvers. And whereas the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act recognizes Global Youth Service Day as a national day of service and calls on the citizens of the United States to participate, and whereas Youth Service America, IEA, Inspire, Encourage, Achieve, and Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department are mobilizing citizens to serve their communities at Global Youth Service Day. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners of Jefferson County do hereby proclaim April 15th through 17th, 2016, to be Global Youth Service Days in Jefferson County and encourage all citizens to serve their community. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for inviting us here. We are extremely happy about the project that we worked on this year with our young people. It's drug awareness, teaching them that what people tell you about drugs is not necessarily so. You know, that it makes you feel good, it makes you be able to do more powerful things, but our young people are learning that's not true. And the young people are doing an excellent job with working with certain departments. We have some of our young people writing in the media. We have art that will be displayed. And we also have kids are going to come up with a anti-rap song. And we will be meeting at, our final will be at Ozan High School. That'll be Thursday from 9 to noon, and we invite you all to come out and see that because it's going to be something very special. Our guest will be Chris Herring. He was a former NBA basketball player. He would come and speak and autograph basketballs for the kids. So we just ask that you come out and continue to support us, and we just know that you just want to let you know that what our young people do does make a difference. In not only in their community, but in this country. You know, it just go around, and this is a large group, and we get together and combine our efforts and come up with projects that our young people need and things they need to know at this time, especially in the world that we're living in. There's so many ills in the world. So we're trying to help them to realize it's good things out there for them to do as far as community service work. And on behalf of our young people with IEA and collaboration with Jefferson County Juvenile Probation, we thank you.
Just want to say a few words to follow up what Annie talked about. And as the Chief of Juvenile Probation and also a board member of IEA, I do want to extend a thanks to IEA for all of the services they provide for the kids in Jefferson County. And I do want to thank the commissioners for the proclamation. We appreciate your support. Thank you.
Just one thing, I just wanted to thank the commissioners for your continued support of IEA, and I know that it's very difficult to see the tangible fruits of the investment that the county has made, but we are making a lot of positive changes in a lot of lives, and if we can just take care of these problems early on, then they won't become the big adult problems that we have upstairs. So thank you.
Well, I'm Angelica, the Executive Director of IEA. We have Takesha with us, and I did want to acknowledge her for taking time to be with us here today and accepting this proclamation. This is an opportunity through Global Youth Service Day to mobilize youth into leadership opportunities, and we try to fill those roles as much as we possibly can. And Takesha is certainly a leader in our program, and it was nice that she was able to join us today. Thank you.
Thank you. If Misty Craver and anybody you'd like to bring with you would come up here, Commissioner Weaver is going to read a proclamation relating to crime victims' rights.
Misty, I'd just like to thank you and your staff and everybody in the district attorney's office and the county that helps our victims and provides assistance. And so with that, I'll read this proclamation. National Crime Victims' Rights Week, April 10th through 16th, 2016. Whereas Americans are the victims of more than 20 million crimes each year, and crime can touch the lives of anyone regardless of age, national origin, race, creed, religion, gender, sexual orientation, immigration, or economic status. And whereas many victims face challenges in finding appropriate services, and too many communities feel disconnected from the justice and social response system. And whereas the victim services community has worked for decades to create an environment for victims that is safe, supportive, and effective. And whereas honoring the rights of victims, including the right to be heard and to be treated with fairness, dignity, and respect, and working to meet their needs rebuilds their trust in the criminal justice and social service systems. And whereas serving victims and rebuilding their trust restores hope to victims and survivors, as well as their communities. And whereas National Crime Victims Rights Week, April 10th through 16th, 2016, is the opportune time to commit to ensuring that all victims of crime, even those who are challenging to reach or serve, are offered culturally and linguistically. Yeah. Accessible and appropriate services in the aftermath of crime. And whereas Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center is hereby dedicated to serving victims, building trust, and restoring hope for justice and healing. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim April 10th through 16th, 2016 as National Crime Victims Rights Week, and we reaffirm our commitment to creating a victim service and criminal justice response that assists all victims of crime during Crime Victims Rights Week and throughout the year, and we express our sincere gratitude and appreciation for our community members, victim service providers, and criminal justice professionals who are committed to improving our response to all victims of crime so that they may find relevant assistance, support, justice, and peace. Signed this day by Judge Brannick and all commissioners. Thank you again for your assistance.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I told them not to put big words in there when I got a read, but they
It sounds like there was a problem with that one. I'm Misty Craver. I'm the Program Director for the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center here representing the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime. We have other representatives here from the DA's office, Rape Crisis Center, Garth House. I feel like no matter if you're talking about victim service agencies, judges, community members, I think we can all meet together and agree that we want offenders in Jefferson County to be held accountable for their actions. That's where everybody meets together. That's what we all want. So the thing we need to realize in the community and what we need to recognize is the way to do that is by serving victims, building trust, and restoring hope. That's what our theme is this year for National Crime Victims' Rights Week. And that's the way that we're able to do that, by making sure that victims in Jefferson County receive the appropriate services that are available to them, making sure they don't fall through the gaps of this complicated criminal justice system. That ensures that they get what it is that they need, and we can have more appropriate witnesses in court and more cooperative victims and witnesses, and it's just it's better for everybody. So that's what we wanted to make sure we were pushing this year. We wanted to honor our crime victims in Jefferson County. We have a candlelight vigil Thursday night here at the courthouse in the jury and paneling auditorium right here at 6 o'clock. So if you'd like to come out and support victims in our community, we'll be here.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all the other members of various agencies that work together to provide support to victims of crime and to see the offenders of every county. I know that I can speak for the entire commissioner's group saying that the victims appreciate your efforts to make that community a better place.
Well, thank you. Like I said, Jefferson County is always so supportive of what we do, all of these agencies. So thank you all very much, too.
Let me make sure I have that on my card. Let's see. All right. Now back to our regular agenda. Under purchasing, item A is to reject all bids for a term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve the transfer of 5 desks, each with a hutch, from the courthouse restoration project to the DA's office, and the purchasing department is authorized by local government code section 262.011. Item C is consider and possibly approve auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction, Inc. to be held on Saturday, May 7th, 2016. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Commissioner Arnold being out of town today. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider and possibly authorize County Judge to execute an amendment to a hangar lease agreement between Hustlin' One Aviation Jefferson County to add a storage room for hangar leased at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item? Yeah. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for parks for the repair of sidewalks at Walter Humphrey State Park. Item B is receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2015. And item C is regular county bills, check number 419259 through 419520. Do I have a motion on those items? Okay. Been moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Mr. Hawk, which part do you want to explain? Oh, okay.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Well, it's a void that has occurred behind the retaining wall, and they sounded it out, but there's no guarantee that the size would be exact. But it would be on any repair that you make of any type. You don't really know what it's going to look like when you get in there. In this case, they're going to be pumping that high-density polyurethane like we did on the sheriff floor and Annex 2. They can stop when they get to this, but, you know, we need to recognize that if we do stop, we may still leave a void on it. Judge, would it be in order if we hold this and let the ARG come and look at this again and come out of contingency?
We plan on doing a job order contract on this? So that's a quote.
That's a quote, yeah.
Well, let's do this. We can go ahead and table this issue until next week and put it back on for next week. In the meantime, we'll have a discussion between engineering. Mr. Ray?
The only other bid we got on that was over $40,000. Well, the other company was going to carry everything out and go back. And we faced the same problem with them, too. If they started tearing it out and a lot bigger than we anticipated, then you're looking at over more than the $40,000 bid they made. I feel more comfortable in pumping this high-density polyurethane in there, even if it does overrun a little bit. We're still way below what the only other estimate we've got.
Yes.
And I understand being comfortable, Mr. Rill. My problem is that we have the slab. I was out there Friday, and you can't see what's under there. I mean, it's left the sidewalk, and it's right under that observation deck. And being a carpenter myself, when you start going back and trying to rehab something, you can guarantee it's going to be more than that. Was just a facial amount that they came up with, $8,000. I'm not an engineer, you are, and I apologize for even insinuating that, but I'm just thinking, where are we going to get the money? Yeah. Okay. That's my concern. Not second guessing what you were saying, but you can almost do an add on to a room that costs $8,000. So this is where you got to do something with the bulkhead and all that other stuff. So I'm afraid that it's going to overrun. I want to know where the money's going to come from, probably. I'll table this, Judge, and I'll let you do a touch.
Okay, so we will it's item A under the auditor, so we'll table this and put it back on next Monday. Do I have a motion on B and C? Moved and seconded on B and C under county auditor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under county commissioners. We will table item A. Item C is, we've already previously done item B and D. Item C will be consider and approve resolution to approve a uniform truancy policy pursuant to the 84th Legislature's House Bill 2398. Item E is to consider and approve an order designating an infection control officer pursuant to Senate Bill 1574, Chapter 81, the Communicable Disease and Prevention and Control Act of the Texas Health and Safety Code. This would be Dr. Cecil Walsh, with the alternate being Leslie Little. Item F is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Ms. Beverly Miller to Jefferson County Tourism Committee Board. Ms. Miller is replacing Ms. Alberta Jones, who submitted her resignation. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved, Judge.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Okay. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
This is just brief. Ms. Miller, if you'll mind, would you please stand? I want to introduce you to the court. She will be the person that's taking over. We want to thank you for stepping in those roles. We really appreciate it. And this is a very important committee for the county because of what they do for the whole county and all individuals that apply for grants. We really appreciate you stepping in and stepping up to the plate for us.
Thank you.
Okay.
I got a motion and a second.
Yeah.
We hadn't voted yet.
No, we hadn't voted.
No, we hadn't voted.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now congratulations. Item C. Fred began working on this after the legislative session ended because they're requiring us to come up with a uniform truancy policy. So Fred, representative of the district attorney's offices, representative of the school districts, got together and came up with this new uniform policy. They kind of adopted what had previously been done in McLennan County, but there was some concern among the truancy representatives of various school districts by the time it allows you to go out and take some action under the truancy law, that the child would have effectively already been missed so many days that they would have to be held back a year. But I think they've identified some ways to remedy that and have come up with a policy that's workable for everybody that's involved. Ed, did you want to say anything about that? Very good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Judge. And that's one thing I was glad that the legislature decriminalized. I think a lot of times the kids are being criminalized. The reasons that we all went through when we were teenagers and young people, and some of them were criminals. But a lot of times it automatically criminalized some of the actions. We have trustee Bartee here today, and that's why I shout out to Trustee Barty. Yeah, and that's all. He's here on this issue. I appreciate you explaining that to me. And I want to say that's the only kid that ever got me kicked out of football game. Almost a young man now.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it under County Treasurer, one item to receive and file the investment schedule for March of 2016, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. I have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously under engineering. We have one item to execute, receive, and file the utility permit to bore Entergy electric cable under Borough Wingate Road for Hampshire Finette Elementary School under construction. Contractor for Entergy is JPL Electric LLC, and that's located in Precinct 2. We have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under risk management. Item A is to consider and possibly approve senior risk management analyst Catherine Morgan's attendance at the National Public Risk Management Association annual conference, June 5th through 8th in Atlanta, Georgia, through a student scholarship. All travel, hotel, meals, and conference fees will be paid by the Prima Scholarship. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Don, I guess, are you working with the four commissioners to identify projects that can be submitted for potential approval for the remaining money under the search grant?
Yes. Reluctantly, I've only received two so far, two commissioners. We're not sent anything in, but I promised that I would try, it won't be for next Monday, but the Monday following, to schedule a workshop for us to get together and discuss this issue.
Wonderful. I do know that the Texas Association of Counties is extremely interested in seeing to it that these monies are expended as we approach a new legislative session, and there's going to be some requests of the legislature to relate to the damage done to county roads by energy exploration and production activities. So I'd sure like to close out that grant so that we can notify tax that all those funds have been expended.
We definitely have the projects to do it. We won't have any trouble using that money.
Thank you, sir. We're going to have the dedication at 10 o'clock a.m. this Wednesday. Keith Lake Boat Launch, which is just to the north of the Keith Lake Fish Pass, will also be dedicating a new fish pass berm that is designed and is accomplishing, according to what the scientists are telling me, a reduction in the salinity levels in the system. So it's a wonderful project. We've been excited about both those projects. It's been a long time coming, and now they're a reality, and we'd like the public to come out and share the festivities with us. On hand will be Carter Smith, the executive director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife, Dick Scott, a former Port Arthur boy who is now a commissioner of Texas Parks and Wildlife and living in the Austin area. Walter Humphrey, who donated the land that was there, and representatives of Sempra Energy, Golden Path LNG, and Chenier, who all donated heavily to make these projects become a reality. So we're very thankful for all the assistance that we've gotten, and we'd like the community to share in that. We're hopeful. Although after 2011, you'll never ever hear me complain about rain. I'm hopeful that the rain will not come on Wednesday morning. Anything further? Not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much for your presence today.